What happens when a Jewish rock band from Brooklyn travels to Mali and starts a collaboration with local artists? An album with the working title, The House of Friendly Ghosts. Anna Boyko Wyrock has a story from Bamako.
The music of the Brooklyn-based Sway Machinery is hard to describe. It sounds like what might happen if you gave ancient Jewish ghosts Afropop horns and twangy electric guitars. Lead singer Jeremiah Lockwood says his music is like a cultural seance with dying traditions.
My grandmother is from a little village in Hungary called Mihaifova, and so we grew up always hearing about this little town that we're from, kind of. So for me, I'm dreaming on wanting to return to something. I don't know if it's that village or someplace maybe further back, the dream past.
Earlier this year, the Sway Machinery traveled to Mali to play at the annual festival in the desert outside Timbuktu. They met some Malian musicians and started playing together, mixing African rhythms and melodies with the Brooklyn band's mash of Jewish ceremonial music and rock.
So it's F minor, B flat minor, E flat.
When they began recording at a studio in Bamako, engineer Eliezer Ubda said he could tell right away the Sway Machinery's music has religious roots.
When they played the first song, I said it sounds like he's praying. People in northern Mali, when they sing, it also sounds like praying, like the Muslim call to prayer. It's really very similar.
This is the Sway Machinery song Intro. The band members say they found parallels between their music and the songs of the Malian artists. This is Ya Rasul by northern Malian singer Hira Arbi. The Sway Machinery's Jordan Steiner says he learned a lot by hearing the Malians perform.
As I was sitting and listening, I was getting a profound musical education just in terms of the relationships between Western music and music of the Middle East and Eastern Europe and of the African diaspora. I was getting a lot of ideas listening.
This is Khaira Arbi singing her own composition, Agawa Teriamu. It's about political tension in northern Mali, about encouraging peace and prosperity, not violence and bloodshed. It's never been professionally recorded before, so the Sway Machinery and Arbi decided to put it on their upcoming album. The Americans play the background music for Arbi's voice. She says she's happy with the collaboration.
I can put all the melodies I want into their music. They can also play all the music I sing. So for me, it's something that comes together very well and sounds good.
The New York and Malian musicians call their collaboration The House of Friendly Ghosts. The first CD is due out on J-Dub Records this fall. For The World, I'm Anna Boyko Wyrock, Bamako, Mali. Allah, Allah.
You can always find us online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.